By downloading this Fifi, Dave, Bevan, Bar and Catch-Up, you've upgraded the next 30 minutes of your life. At Melbourne Airport Parking, upgrade from the long-term car park to the at Terminal T4 car park for just $15. When you book online and park before 12 September, melbourneairport.com.au.
What happened on Saturday, guys? It was blowing a gale. It was killing me.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was luckily in the comedy theatre watching Peter Pan, loving it. Trix was losing her mind. So was her Elsa doll.
Oh, I knew you were just hiding away there. Yeah, at a pantomime.
No, but then we came out and it nearly blew us. Honestly, she's four and there's nothing of her. And I was so worried she was going to get blown off into Exhibition Street. Full on wind.
How did you go, Brian? You're on the 87th floor in the middle of King Street.
Actually, I got out of my inner city pad for the Sydney Swans Junior Clinic at Albert Park that morning. And,
that would have been crazy.
The marquee that we built nearly blew over.
100-kilometre winds.
Yeah,
they were.
It was pretty intense.
100K?
Yeah, out of the airport, but that's like everywhere, isn't it?
Well, did you see? I mean, Fev's not here to talk sport, but North was playing Melbourne down at down in Tasmania. And that was a 100K win that was like a 6-goal difference every quarter.
Yeah.
Like old school football.
Mm.
I think it blew Tasmania. It's now part of New Zealand. It's flown across the Tasman. But, guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but thanks to that gust, the Vespa blew over twice in the back.
This is your beloved Vespa.
Hang on.
I mean, you're a member of a gang called the Vesperados. I mean, this goes way back.
Was it just at your house or you had it out and about on the streets?
No, because we got a little driveway at the back of our house.
Yeah.
And I just duck out and just boom, fallen over and was leaking oil because it was on its side. And ooh. It's taken out one of the rear vision mirrors, guys.
This is not massive news.
Accident.
That's not safe. I know, because you constantly are at me to go, you can't ride that thing around. That's not right.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
It is comical for everyone driving by. I'm not built for a small scooter like that.
Mm. It's a nice off-white, though. Like, it's good on Nixie.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're missing our mate today, Fev. And Byron, I don't know, I'm adding things up. I mean, he did on Friday. He performed at Peter Pan.
You can buy, you can buy, you can buy.
I saw him upload some photos and I'm like, oh, that'll be tonight. I'll hear all about it on Monday. Hmm. Maybe something went wrong. Maybe he fell off the plank. I don't, because he was a pirate.
He messaged me over the weekend because I said, I'm craving Peter Pan content. Mm. I said to him, please send me some Peter Pan content. How did it go? And he said, I've got a corker for you. So something has happened to Peter Pan, but I don't know what
has happened. Well, then I went to Peter Pan on Saturday. Unfortunately, I missed Fev's performance.
Right, not Fev's
one. I saw another performance.
The matinee.
Didn't have Fev. and we loved that. Trixie loved it. She took her dolls. Interestingly, she took Elsa. And I was trying to explain there's a franchising issue here. That's the wrong character.
Right.
But no, it was really great fun. Panto. It was very panto.
Yeah.
So you got to cheering for the good guys, booing for the bad guys.
Love pantomime.
Really,
yeah, that,
you know,
good stuff.
Yeah. Audience participation. She loved that bit.
Here we go. Interestingly, your daughter's called 13 10 60.
It's
right
now.
Early.
It's a bit early there, sweetheart.
Well, no, of course I'll call. You're just whipping me at the top of your little radio, Blake. Of course I brought an Elsa doll along, all right? I'm just working up the franchise, okay? Maybe just give me a bit of a bolster. Imagine that fusion. Frozen and Peter Pan. Holy crap, that's making a bucket load of money.
Did you have a good time, though, darling?
That was a good time. It was good. Mr. McKenney was very good as Captain Hook.
He was very good.
Is this a review?
Todd McKenney was out sensational.
A four-year-old is reviewing the whole thing.
Well, four was a bit rude, though, at the end. Everyone's giving him a round of applause. I'm like, the guy's only got one hand. That's kind of rubbing it in, isn't it? Smashing your hands together.
Tricksy.
He's got a hook, Captain Hook. Get it, Byron?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just a bit insensitive.
Oh, yeah. Well, a bit insensitive? Man, the guy doesn't have a left hand. He just went through Bunnings and picked it up. Anyway. Guys, I did enjoy it, but I always said with these musicals, Byron, it's very hard afterwards. You're trying to drive home. Fiona's sitting there just going, oh, Fev got a call. Why didn't I get a call? Why don't I want to wait?
Sure.
I'm an actor. I can sing. Todd McKenney, see me dance. If it wasn't for Kate Sobrano, I would have had a trophy. Why is this thing killing me? Fiona, you're not getting a call. I'm just bloody whipping it, all right? I don't want to listen to you singing for the rest of the week, okay? I got heaps of stuff on my plate. I got to go to kindergarten. I got finger painting. I'm up to pussy's bow. I've had enough. Trixie, peace out, bitch.
Okay, there she goes.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, a poor guy, he's walking along the street, Dave, in Glasgow. I've got news from Scotland, guys. I bet you didn't expect that on the show this morning.
Train international.
He's walking down the street. He sees a woman. she catches his eye over the other side of the road. He turns his head to look at her. Mm. Whilst his head is turned, whack, into a traffic light.
Oh, no.
He's just clocked himself because he was too busy perving.
Is he all right?
Well, he's fine. I think he's fine. What's amazing is for some reason somebody's gone to the length of getting the CCTV footage. So this has now gone viral because there's a CCTV video of him doing this. It's pretty funny to look at.
Put that on our Instagram, Fifi Dave Fev Byron, that one.
Yeah.
So you can have a look.
But this is, and it's a phenomenon, I'm going to say, and I don't know that I've ever fallen victim to it because we talk about, you know, there's lots of workplace injuries, there's injuries around the house,
sure.
But how regularly do we talk about perv injuries?
Oh, yeah.
When you're having a perv and then you injure yourself. I've got a friend.
How did you hurt yourself?
Not me, who was on a treadmill at a gym and got carried away looking at a gentleman who was working out and did that thing where your feet go a bit too fast and the next minute you've gone sort of, she's gone over the top a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to recover?
It wasn't me.
Mate, this is right in my heating zone.
Mm.
Oh, God. I've got a plethora of stories now that I can serve her.
All before you met the wonderful Nixie.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure. I'll take you back to a little time actually in the 90s when a young Thornton was doing work experience at Meyer.
Really? My old stomping ground?
Well, yeah, but it was down in Moorabool Street, of course, not down.
Oh, Geelong Meyer.
Yeah, Geelong Meyer. Yeah. And I was doing visual merchandising, aka window dressing.
Yeah.
And I was holding a mannequin. Now, if you ever hold a mannequin, guys, FYI for a little info, you have to hold them by the shoulder and then by the crutch. That is the best way to hold a
really?
Mannequin. Yeah. And I was holding this mannequin.
Are you sure? So, or the person trading you was just taking
a
piss?
Why can't you hold her at the hips?
Yeah. Actually, come to think of it, that is the visual merchandising equivalent of getting a left-handed screwdriver. I got a feeling I got stitched up there. But I was holding
the
mannequin.
The hips would be would suffice
Should
as much
fine.
As the groin would.
So you got pranked.
Like, you hold the hips on a Monday, but by Friday you've got to know the mannequin. No. It's fine. And I was holding said mannequin, and then there was another girl at work experience. I thought she was a little bit of all right.
Mm.
And I was pushing the mannequin along because this one was attached to wheels, so you're just pushing it along, looking at her, and then I fell over onto the mannequin, and she heard the crash, turned, and it looked like I was just dry humping.
With your hand still on its crutch. 13, which they never needed to be there. 13.
And I dated the mannequin for 2 years after.
13 10 60 is the number. If you've sustained one of these, what FIFA's calling
perv injury,
give us a call. 13 10 60.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're talking perv injuries. A guy clocked himself on a traffic light checking out a girl on the other side of the street. It was all caught on CCTV footage. It's on our Instagram right now. And it did make us wonder, because perving, it can catch you unawares. You're not necessarily looking for somebody to look at, and that person grabs your attention mid whatever you're doing, and suddenly you've injured yourself because you weren't focusing, you weren't concentrating.
You know, I accidentally as well is another story.
How many have you got?
Well, hang on a second. This one was an accidental perv. Because you know when you're a bit tired and you just stare off into the distance, you're not thinking of actually anything? I was waiting in line in a cafe on the weekend going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a cyclist in front of me, a male cyclist I might add. And I was just doing the stairs. And then when I snapped to it, I was like, it looks like I'm just perving in his backside. What am I doing here?
And maybe you were and you didn't even know you were.
It was a pert backside.
Jake in Melton. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jake. Have you got a perv injury to report?
Yeah, I was riding home from school once and there was this lady at the lights I was checking out, and as I was riding across the intersection, I was going a bit too fast because I was looking at her and end up riding through this guy's front fence and got my bike stuck in it.
Oh, Jake, what was so good about her?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
Good looking, I guess.
He's now worried about the fence pail, what do you want to be honest?
You want dementia?
Because that's a serious injury. I'm wondering, was there something that was particularly, nothing memorable about it? Well, that's a shame. I mean, you want to get a good injury, you want to go, you should have seen.
Last
second.
Did you go from the rack to the bike rack? Is that what you're asking?
No.
What we're worried about.
Chrissy in North Dandenong. Hi, Chrissy.
Someone was going to say it.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Chrissy.
That's
Chrissy,
good.
What's your perv injury?
So I am an extremely big fan of Johnny Depp, obsessed and girl crush from a very young age. And I was in LA with my husband and about 3 years ago, and we literally just arrived to the hotel, and there was all lights and photo shoot things in front of our hotel. We walk in the foyer, and he is there filming. And I literally died, standstill, and we had to go up into our room, and was walking past him. He was about 3 meters away from me, and I was literally gobsmacked. My husband was trying to pull me away from him. I was walking slowly. They were trying to film, and I was just in the way. And then, lo and behold, the elevator door was there. It was closed, and I smashed right into it. And luckily, my husband was there to catch me, but it was, yeah, right in front of him. I don't think he saw me, though. So
totally understandable.
Yes, maybe.
Absolutely.
Everything, didn't
I reckon he would have seen you smashing into an elevator door.
Because that's been starstruck wound in with perving.
That's, well, you would like, never have thought we'd get those two together.
No, that's two. That's exactly. I mean, literally, that was two phoners in one. I loved that. Adam in Wyndham Vale.
Well, this better be good.
Hi, Adam.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Adam. Have you had a had a perv injury of sorts?
Absolutely. Typical tradie. On a work site, working away, and a nice bird walks past, and the eyes kind of divert to her as I'm walking. And decided I was going to walk over a bit of timber with a nail sticking out, bang, straight through the foot.
Oh, no, Adam!
Yeah, I'll tell you what, brings a whole new meaning to nailed it.
Oh, yeah!
Even got his own out.
It was worth it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
You know how sometimes, Dave, Byron, you can see things playing out? And I remember on Friday I heard about this fantastic offer Mac had. Mac, the makeup artist outlet, Mac Makeup Stores, they had a competition. Well, it wasn't even a competition. It was just a day on Saturday where you could get free lipstick just by going into the store.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I remember hearing that on Friday, and the first thing I thought was, well, that will go pear-shaped because there's no way there's enough free lipsticks for everyone. I even thought to myself, I said, thinking, how do you limit it to one person and you're going to get thousands of people there? Anyway, then I just noticed all Saturday afternoon and Sunday, my Facebook, my social media streams just flooded with people annoyed. And then news are running it as a story. It was actually a story. Outrage.
It all went boobs up, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Outrage. Well, I think so. Dave, I can only go by social media people angry. And that's the way
that's
news
real anger.
Is evolving, isn't it, these days? Yeah, what was happening was people were turning up at 9 a.m. when the store opened, and they were running out of lipsticks by 9:30. And then people were going to, there was one girl who went to 5 MAC stores all around Melbourne, kept driving, and every time she got there, there were massive queues waiting hours,
right.
And then they're running out of lipsticks.
And they would have gotten to, you know, if you're giving them away, you would get to the worst colours at the end of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who wants vomit brown? Oh, good for that.
Crazy idea, though. Pay for your lipstick? I mean, would that be out of the question? Just pay.
Says the most frugal man in the studio. If you wore lipstick, you would have been there at 8:55.
Look, I think, and, you know, they're not, they are, I'm going to guess, I don't know, about $22, $25. They could be $30. I'm not quite sure. But I can see how you'd want to go along and get your free lipstick. And
right.
If you've gone all out of your way to drive there, and I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't be disappointed at not getting it. But I think this is a really good time to have those sort of reality checks about outrage. You know, like, it's why, like, what was that? Should you be outraged about not getting your free lipstick, or should you be outraged at more serious things in life?
Right.
And again, I'm not, 13 10 60, if you were outraged about this on the weekend, if you drove to every MAC store in Melbourne, no, feel free to vent. It's important. But it's similar to, Dave, I woke up this morning to the news about a terrible situation in Sydney where those people have been arrested for plotting a terrorist attack on a plane. I mean, that's scary. But what follows up is the story about the outraged passengers because they had to spend an hour going through security. I'm pretty happy when they take terrorism seriously and I've got to wait to get through security.
Yeah.
Like, again, monitor the outrage.
Yeah, because your flight didn't drop out of the sky.
Exactly.
Like, you were just fine.
Yeah, you're outraged and alive.
You're alive,
which is great
well.
Too.
Which so, is, yeah, it's a blessing, isn't it?
And in fact, 13 10 60, to put some of this in perspective, is there anyone who'd like to call us and tell us what they were more outraged about on the weekend? Did something more outrageous than not getting a free lipstick happen on the weekend to you?
Surely not. I mean, that is proper outrage.
Yeah, I don't want to get editorial on you. You mean something you should be actually outraged about. Is that what you're saying? Gotcha.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
We were talking about the outrage that happened all around Melbourne. Mac stores were offering free lipstick. And the news services have been reporting for the last 24 hours that the outrage that people didn't get their free lipstick and there were girls lining up for hours outside stores driving all around Melbourne and there was outrage. And I just want to make a comment about outrage. What, when our news services are now driven by outrage on social media, when I think we should sort of put outrage in perspective, like maybe mildly annoyed that you didn't get your free lipstick, but outrage.
Actually, yeah, that's a really good point. The internet has a lot to answer for.
Doesn't it?
Like always the thing, like this would be a story where they go, and it stopped down the internet. Everyone was crashed. Facebook was crashed.
So we've said, did this apply to you on the weekend? And are you outraged? Maybe we can try and monitor your outrage and maybe lessen it somewhat. Rachel in Beaumaris. Hi, Rach.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Okay, Rachel, you sound you don't sound outraged at the moment, but I'm guessing you were pretty fired up on the weekend about the lipstick.
I'm trying to contain it,
okay.
But I'm so outraged.
Okay. Now, Rach, talk us through it, because the three of us, we weren't racing around Melbourne trying to get the free lipstick. So how did it affect you?
Well, luckily enough, I only went to one store, but, like, it's a $37 lipstick, and I'm a full-time uni student, so that's a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
And, like, as a millennial, I want to buy a first home, but I keep on having smashed avocado, and I figured I'll be able to get ahead in the housing market if I get this free lipstick.
Good point.
And they handed out all these white slips saying, if you've got a white slip, you'll get a lipstick. And there was like 500 of us, and I think I was about 50 people away from getting my free lipstick. And then they go, oh, we're all out. And they just kept on handing out these white forms, and people kept on lining up, but they were out of the lipsticks.
Oh, that, I mean.
Yeah, they took a house deposit.
Yeah,
they took my house deposit. I'm back in a house now.
$37, Rach, I didn't know they were that expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, now you're turning. What's going on here?
So hang on, no. Rach didn't get something that she was never going to pay for in the first place. That is outrageous.
Well, I mean, let's try and make you feel better about it, Rach. You're healthy? Still got your health?
Yeah, but I don't have a nice lipstick for my uni today.
No, fair, good point. True. Fair enough, Rach.
Did you think, though, because you talked about smashed Dev, if you had a bowl of Cocoa Pops, saved the cash, went and bought a MAC lipstick, everyone wins?
No, I'm lactose intolerant as well.
There we go. So we've got some issues there for Rach. I don't think we've helped her.
Thanks, Rach. You're a good sport. Ashley and Nari Warren. Hi, Ash.
Hi.
Ash, again, you sound very, your mood is tempered, but I'm guessing you are somewhat outraged about not getting your free lipstick.
I am outraged, but then I lined up for donuts and now I'm fine a bit. But I called up the night before and was like, hey, are you guys doing this? They were like, yeah, come at any time. We have so many lipsticks. I got there at 9 a.m. That was sold out by 10 o'clock. I waited in line for 50 minutes for nothing.
50 minutes. Did you at any stage, Ash, and I've just got to be honest, so that's a long time to stand in a line, and there were 100-kilometre winds on Saturday morning. I mean, it was literally blowing a gale.
I was inside a store.
Oh, you're inside the store.
In store.
Okay, that lessens my...
Well, if anything, you got free shelter.
Yeah, you do. But was there part of you at any stage, Ash, that went, oh, it's just lipstick?
No, because I love my MAC lipstick. What really also annoyed me, because I thought it was every shade, but they only had 5 shades that they were giving away, and I had all those 5 shades anyway.
What a ripoff.
Should have asked that question at the top, Ash. Could have saved.
No, well, I was under the, when you say giving away free lipsticks all day, like, I was like, oh, yeah, they're giving away, like,
I won't lie, it got me in, because when I read that on Friday and it said no catches, and I went, well, this is interesting, no catches, free lipstick.
Yeah, this is going to be
won't
bizarre.
Play out well.
There was heaps of catches.
Including, we don't have any lipstick, which was the big catch, 16 past 8.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
Oh, one of the most anticipated shows this year. I'm so excited about this show. It's different. I've never seen anything like it on air before. It's called This Time Next Year. Premieres tonight, 8:45 on Channel 9, and it is hosted by the wonderful, doesn't come on this show nearly as often as we'd like him to because he's working at the same time, but Carl Stefanovic. Carl, welcome back to the show.
I'm so sorry. I've been on this so long. I feel bad.
I know, but Carl, we understand because you are actually working at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Carl, we're super excited about this show. And I know for me personally, I would be super excited about hosting a show like this because we work in breakfast radio. And to know that I'd have a gig a year later, I'd be real happy because I always feel like they're going to axe me tomorrow. So, Carl, you must have been happy.
You know, I reckon there is certainly part, there was part comfort in them saying they wanted me to do it. And then I thought, hang on a second. I probably am the most risky guy to take a punt on with this stuff ever.
That's awesome.
I haven't been able to go out on the town for a whole year. I haven't been able to catch a bus. I haven't been able to ride trains. I haven't been able to do anything.
Just walking around in a neck brace going, no one touch me.
What I love about it too, Carl, because when I first saw the ad, I went, oh, this is good. And what it required from producers and from the Nine Network was patience. Because we're, you know, these days we want everything now.
Yeah, explain the format.
Yeah, so explain what happens, Carl. A year ago, you sat down with people and what happened?
Yeah, they come in the door and look, the pledges range in variety from, you know, extremely serious. Like, I mean, there are people in there who want to have a baby through IVF. They've been trying for 10 years. They want to try this brand new format in the way that they do that. To people who come out in wheelchairs and say, I want to walk again. To people who are cancer survivors and just want to get through a year and tick stuff off their bucket list. To young kids who just want to read 1,000 books and want to do really light stuff like that. So, I mean, the variety of the pledges is pretty amazing. And then they go out the door and then literally I walk across the stage and a year has gone by and I don't know what's going to come through the door. I don't know if they're going to make it. I don't know if they're going to have had kids. I don't know any of the results. When those doors open, it's like live.
Well, Carl, I mean, that's so interesting in TV because invariably, and I know for radio, you know, we always know an outcome. But I mean,
yeah.
I guess with Channel 9, we just all saw Ninja Warrior. I mean, you may not get an outcome, will you?
Well, I was disgusted.
Nobody won.
You know, the thing is with Ninja Warrior, like I can't wait for next year when they're doing Australian Sumo Warrior because I'm going to be part of it. But I don't care about it. I think this whole society, I mean, the great games of AFL over the weekend, you've got, you know, everyone says you've got to have a winner. But with Ninja, you've got to complete the course. Like they don't say halfway through three quarters of a game of AFL, oh, Colling was the winner. Do they?
Yeah, that's true, mate. Good point.
Even if they're not ahead.
Well, Carl, look, we're so excited about this show, and it's good. I love that you don't know that we get to see the instantaneous result a year later, what happened. And then, as I said, Carl, we are big fans. We're prepared to say we in the studio, we have televisions, and we watch you every morning. We can't hear you because we're busy broadcasting. But we must bring up something we saw this morning because we couldn't figure out what was going on. There were four people in costumes, animal costumes, jumping around behind you and Lisa.
Yes.
What was happening?
Well, we can't hear it.
No. So this is new on the show. In the last couple of weeks, I've just decided to look after solely and wholly university students who are coming off a bender. So just in the back of the shots, there's just always mascots now, and we don't explain what they're doing. They're just always there.
All right.
And they would work for nothing. You give them a bourbon and coke, and they're there for the morning.
Yeah, and the university students watching, and everyone in Nimbin. In Byron Bay, they're like going, hey, dude, I think there's a koala behind Carlos. Oh, we need to flee.
It does look a tiny bit like the start of a plushie party, but that's a whole different tone of the show. Well, Carl, we're so looking forward to this time next year tonight, 8:45 on Channel 9. And just what a treat having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Lots of love. Take care.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Great to have our mate Carl Stefanovic on the show just before the 8:30 news.
Yeah, in this TV show, I really do love the premise of it. So everything that it's filmed, obviously. Byron, what's the name of it again? Please
oh, yeah,
help
of
me.
Course, Carl Stefanovic with the hit show. And I will just quickly, yes, of course, it's called This Time Next Year.
Yeah, This Time Next Year. So the idea that in one episode you see the guys from a year ago make a statement of something they'd like to do or something they'd like to achieve in their lives. And then fast forward, you get to see the results. We were thinking maybe we could do that on this show and do it instead of Dave, You Love It, instead of This Time Next Year, we do This Time Next Week. So if there's something you'd like to achieve or do in the next 7 days, we could do sort of like what Carl's doing but call it This Time Next Week.
I love that. And so they'll make that pledge on the air next and then this time next week.
We'll touch base with you
great.
And see whether you got it done.
This is good. All right. So 13, 10, 60. I mean, is there any particular types of goals you're looking for or could just be in any aspect of
hole
life?
Hole in one.
What can happen?
Go to the gym 3 times.
Okay.
So the bar can be real low.
Yeah. Can I honestly, I'm calling it. I'd like to go to Pilates 3 times this week and if I can do it. I'll see you next week and I'll tell you about it.
Well, we'll interview you this time next week and we'll do a follow-up show about whether or not you did Pilates 3 times in a week.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, 13, 10, 60.
That means I've got to go.
Call's already coming through.
I'll wash my car.
On the
phone. Except wine. I'll get someone to wash it for me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We were just chatting with Carl Stefanovic before because he's got his new show This Time Next Year and we thought we could do a twist on this, but obviously a radio version. So he talks to people a year ago, and he has that was all recorded, and then he's just caught up with them. In the one episode, you get to see them last year, and then the final reveal. Because often you've got the reveal shows, you've got to wait 3 months and then finally see, did they lose the weight? Did they stick to their resolution? Mm. This will all happen on the episode. So we thought instead of this time next year, our radio version would be this time next week.
Yeah, because our security in our jobs is always very tricky. We can't play out a year. Who knows what's going to happen
we'll
in that
job. We'll
be
stoked if we're here next week. Okay, and it even has, like, we've adjusted their production. We've even got our own show opener.
Everyday Aussies change their lives.
I didn't see that coming.
This time next week.
This time next week. So something you would like to achieve within the next 7 days.
Weren't really trying there, were we?
Steve in Montmorency. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Steve. Look, there's a lot on this. You're the first contestant on our show this time next week. What would you like to achieve in the next 7 days?
Can I just say a quick hello to my friend Dishy Mishy? She's a great listener of your show. But this time next week, I want to grow some hair. I'm going to try everything. I've got the tablets, the cream. I'm going to try horse poo. I'm going to try everything I can to grow some hair.
So, Steve, explain to us your hair situation now. Are you like bald as a badger? Are you?
I am as bald as a badger. Bald as a badger's butt, actually. But, yeah, so I'm going to try everything I can to get a bit of hair on the top of the head.
I think hair's overrated, though. You don't need it.
Hush, child. We've got to work.
But I still want that hair.
Oh, yes, sorry. I want to stick with that. Yes, I don't want to lose you as a contestant. No, okay, we're right behind you, Steve. And say hi to Dishy Mishy.
Hi, Dishy Mishy.
There we go. Yeah, Dishy Mishy like there. Such a shout-out show as well. here's the thing. Do you reckon that would be more suited to Carl's actual show? Because wouldn't it take maybe a year to do that? Like a week is a pretty short time frame for what Steve wants to try and achieve.
But that's Steve's commitment to this show, and I love it. I'd like to see more commitment to this show.
But he sounded positive.
Yeah.
Good luck, Steve.
Well, I don't think
call you in a week.
Like science may prove you wrong.
Sammy in Geelong. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, guys. This time next week, I'm going to have lost 2 kilos.
Oh, Sammy. I reckon that's a kilo too much. Sammy, just go for one.
Yeah, sure.
Gotta aim high, guys.
But Sammy, are you a jockey? Why do you have to drop the weight so quickly?
I'm the size of one.
Well, if you're the size of a jockey, then you're doing well because they're quite small.
No, how about just... I went on holidays and enjoyed myself a little too much.
That's what holidays are for, Sammy. Look, we are going to touch base with you. I'm telling you, I would be happier and I think it's much safer to go for one kid.
Although, Sammy, I'm on something called the Bulletproof Diet. No. I will send you all the details. Very effective.
No.
Don't. He looks like a clothesline.
Okay,
it's
there
disgusting.
We go. Sammy, good luck with that.
Now, Justin in Bayswater. Hi, Justin.
G'day. This time next week, I pledge that I will make my 8 a.m. lecture for the first time in my university.
Standing!
Yes.
What are you studying?
Stars.
I'm studying science and education.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, that's it's tough to get to a science lecture, isn't it?
Yeah, but
very tough.
Yeah.
But he's going to be a future educator. You can't just turn up to year 10 class. I was doing Toss the Boss last night, sorry.
You're all going to get a call this time next week, as per our hit show. Everyday Aussies
change their lives. I didn't see that coming.
This time next week.
So we're looking forward to it. So 8:40 next Monday, they will all be called.
Okay.
Make sure you're listening.
Well, how about this time next week? I'll push for a hangover.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Been a big morning this morning without Fev. Obviously, he called in sick just before 6 this morning. His first sick day, in fairness to Fev. His attendance is actually really good.
He's very good. And we've missed him and we hope he's back tomorrow and feeling better.
Well, on top of that, I mean, the Cats pants the Blues. That was the Favola Thornton Cup.
And he has to get into a Cat uniform and walk down Bourke Street. So
I do miss the big fella, in fairness. I want to hear how he went at Peter Pan on Friday night.
I know, so much to talk to him about. And to be honest, you're probably going to need him more after what I'm about to divulge, Dave.
Well, you're sitting here. You've got your arms crossed. That feels like you're challenging.
Okay. No, I'm empathising. So I've witnessed something this morning that I need to tell Dave about, Byron, and I hope you don't mind.
I do.
You know where this is going.
He'll do it anyway.
So, Dave, I watched a beautiful moment a bit earlier in the show, maybe a couple of hours ago when you came in, and you thanked Byron for offering to take you to the Swans match on the weekend at the MCG.
That was nice.
And you said that's very thoughtful.
I had just bought up I believe my body weight's worth of cheese and gotten some beers and wine and was sat on the couch. I was happy to be just inside.
Yeah, it was a last minute invitation because my girlfriend Gabby, not well, and so she couldn't make the MCG with me. So I reckon from about 5 p.m. I had to really think about this. Like, you can't go to the footy on your own. So I thought, yeah, for sure, definitely want to, you know, see if Dave wanted to come.
Then what happened, Dave, you went down to get your cereal. And our producer, Tim James, walked into the studio and Tim said, Byron, thanks so much for the invite to the footy. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
I'm not insulted by that. I'd love to go to footy with TJ.
Okay, wait for it.
Great bloke.
Then our executive producer, Leon, walked in and Leon said, mate, thanks so much for the invite. I just couldn't make it to the footy. So I then asked the question, Dave, and I'm nervous asking it on your behalf, on Leon's behalf, on everyone's behalf. Yeah. I said, out of interest, Byron, what was the pecking order?
Okay.
Who did you go to first?
Well, I'll start at the finish. I ended up having a great night at the Swans against the Hawks with my good mate Buzz, who is a very popular DJ
Buzz
here.
Is, and Buzz,
so Buzz
was
and
a
I
great
had a
get.
Great time.
You mean Buzz, who works with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
great
Little
guy.
For the
Central Coast boy, so close to Sydney, loves his Swanee, so that was great.
Great head of hair.
I did also reach out to a couple of others before I got to
Can we name today. Where was Dave in this pecking order?
Okay, I'm not going to sugarcoat this.
No, this is very interesting.
Now, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. I can see the order of which I sent text messages.
Okay.
One went to Tim James, Paddles the producer.
Yeah.
Was he first cab off the rank?
He was first because, you know, Tim loves his footy. And this is not a list of who are my best friends. This is just who could be at the MCG who loves their footy, who is right here for right now the right person.
And he's a Hawks supporter because his cousin plays with Hawks or something.
Yeah, he's actually an Essendon supporter, but there is a bit of a Hawks thing going there. He just loves his footy. I then did reach out to a good mate of mine who works at another station, Matt Dower, Pots and Pans, who's a good mate of mine. He cheers for the Hawks, but he was on his way to Mount Buller.
Okay.
Then I text Leon.
Leon doesn't follow football at all.
Hang on a minute.
Why did I get a call?
Oh, you called Leon.
Well, but Leon, the way things are going, you're at some indie festival in Gippsland. Yeah. Like, you're barely here at work.
Then
like,
I went with another popular presenter here, Dan Hill, who I know is a Swans supporter.
Dan, got to look in before you, Dave.
Hang on a second. I've seen you converse with Dan, who's a lovely guy. But they'll literally be, g'day, Dan Hill, how are you? Yeah, good, mate. Because he just woke up.
Okay.
You were passing ships in the night at best.
Then I went with Thorno, then I went with Buzz.
Okay.
So I'm about six down the pecking order.
Well, mate.
I sit here listening to your time checks that are barely on point. You don't know what the weather is.
It's 8:56 yes. right now. Highs of 15.
And P.S., where's my text message?
You're never going to come.
I'm an MCG member and I love footy.
Well, actually, you could give me some tickets for next time. No. That's a good point.
So I got completely overlooked, Dave.
No,
so
and I apologise. Look, others. Look, there were several others. And this
Brad,
again.
Casey, Blake.
Now
I mean,
everyone on the whole team are putting their hands up. Also, Keegs, obviously. You were next after Buzz on the list. Sorry,
well,
mate.
Well, to be honest, Aaron Rich. He should be right near the top. Aaron's a great guy.
Aaron
oh, yeah,
had
he
stuff
would have
going
the switch
on
too, because it was Friday. Mind you, it's quid pro quo. I was with Byron. I knew if I got there, he'd be like, "Well, you're buying the beers because I got the ticket." And you're like, "Oh, mate, he's going to cost me $200."
That Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up was delivered directly to your ears, valet style. Next time you fly, you can upgrade to valet parking as well for only $20 when you book online and park before 12 September in the at terminal T1, T2, T3 car park. MelbourneAirport.com.au.